My son would never jeopardize anyone else's life by trying to pull a gun on an officer and the gun was not fire ready. These are some of the facts that came out in the trial, and I am so very, 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 very disappointed in the system here in the state of Minnesota, because nowhere in the world do you die from being honest and telling the truth. Now, these are some things that you need to know and recognize. There has always been a systemic problem in the state of Minnesota, and me thinking with my common sense that we would get justice in this case, but nevertheless, it never seems to fail us. The system continues to fail black people, and they will continue to fail you all. Like I said, because this happened with Philando, when they get done with us, they're coming from you, for you, for you, and all your interracial children. Y'all are next, and you'll be standing up here fighting for justice just as well as I am. I am so disappointed in the state of Minnesota. My son loved this state. He had one tattoo on his body, and it was of the Twin Cities, the state of Minnesota with TC on it. My son loved this city, and this city killed my son, and the murderer gets away. Are you kidding me right now? We're not evolving as a civilization. We're devolving. We have taken steps forward. People have died for us to have these rights, and now we're devolving. We're going back down to 1969. Damn! What is it gonna take? I'm mad as hell right now. Yes, I am. My firstborn one son died here in Minnesota. Under the circumstances, just because he was a police officer, that makes it okay. Oh, now they got free reign. He's found innocent on all counts. He's shot into a car with no regard to human life, and that's okay. Thank you, Minnesota.
Minnesota nice.
Thank you, Minnesota. That's all I have to say.
My name is Alize Castile, and I am Philando Castile's little sister. I'm 24 years old. We're 10 years apart. I never really have talked throughout this whole year, throughout this whole process of everything that has happened, because I get very emotional when it comes to my brother. But the system really is wrong, and they really failed us. They really failed us once again, because my brother was a good man. You never even heard him raise his voice. You never even heard him yell. And for that man to get on the stand and lie, he got caught in 3, 4, 5 different lies. You seen the gun? The gun was in his pocket. Y'all the reporters, y'all wrote up all this stuff, so y'all know what was said. And for them jurors to not have enough human empathy and a conscience to just do the right thing, that just baffles me. That just baffles me. Was it in his pocket, or was it in his hand? Or did it fall out? Or like the paramedic, y'all patted him down and y'all found it in his pocket. I know my brother. My brother would never, ever put Diamond in danger or Dayan in danger, because he loved that little girl. And he loved this state, and I am really just so hurt, because y'all took away, he took away something so precious from me. That was my brother, that was my mentor, that was my father figure, that was everything. That man worked hard every single day, every birthday, every Christmas. He was the one that made sure I had gifts. He didn't deserve to die the way he did. And I will never have faith in this system. I will never have faith in this system. I will never have faith in this system.
One thing else I have to say is, Yanez may have gotten away with justice on this plane of existence. He will not get away with divine justice. He has to answer to someone bigger than all of us. We're just here. We're just going through this human experience. He will have to face his creator, and I hope he dies tonight.
Listen.
Thank you. That concludes our statements. I hope that you will respect the family's privacy and that you will understand that this has been a very long journey that has been tremendously traumatic, and I hope that you will refrain from bombarding them with questions. That will be it. Thank you very much.
That is Judge Glenda.